And local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison at Mel's Tire. Before heading out on your summer getaway, make sure your tires are road ready with a free inspection by our qualified technicians. If needed, check out our full line of Yokohama tires featuring the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, and the Avid Ascend LX. While you're at Mel's, make sure your air conditioner is working at peak performance to keep you cool while on your vacation. Keep it safe this summer with your Yokohama tires and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 22nd of June. Light rain out there right now and 71 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by David Trailer Zoo Director Lisa Keith. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Lisa.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Doing great. I didn't have to water flowers this morning.
Nice.
2 inches of rain will do that, won't it?
It was amazing.
Wow. Well, everything ready to go here for the big zoo open house, the Friends of the Zoo open house on Sunday.
It is. So we're ready for people to come join us from 1 to 3 on Sunday. It's the one time during the year where people can come, go behind the scenes and see some of the animals that we have back there that are waiting for exhibits for somewhere down the road, or see animals that are in our breeding programs. Things of that nature, and also see some other fun things that are going to be happening that day, like maybe a bouncy house that's going to be here for the kids, free popcorn, that's always fun.
Yeah.
And of course, we'll also have the fire department here with kids' activities. We'll have the zookeepers out again talking about enrichment, animal welfare. Our education coordinator will be by the Eagles talking about the conservation success story that they are. Also, we'll have a beekeeper here from Wichita. His name's Britt Hopper, and he's a lot of fun. He's great with the kids, and tells a great story about pollinators and honeybees. And then, of course, you can purchase a membership if you want to.
Well, sure. Get that membership taken care of while you are there. So you mentioned the off-exhibit areas. Where are those at, Lisa?
Just across the street from the main entrance. Okay. So we have an area over there where we house animals for the winter, and then an area where we have a quarantine facility, a vet facility, our kitchen, things of that nature.
Lisa, this is obviously a lot of fun for the folks that attend, but clearly there's several different opportunities here for education that you've sprinkled in, and it really just goes to at least two of the main missions here for the zoo taking place in a two-hour stretch here on Sunday.
Oh, absolutely. And our goal is conservation and education, and this is one day that we can kind of highlight some of those things, and the Emporia Friends of the Zoo is a big part of that, along with the city of Emporia. So it's a day of celebration and celebrating the zoo.
It looks like you've been busy out there as far as attendance goes. Every time I drive by, it looks like there are a lot of people making the rounds. So have you seen a lot of folks this year?
You know, we really have. Attendance is steady. So we're happy about that, and hopefully we'll break another record this year.
You know, Lisa, again, Lisa Keith, David Trailer, Zoo Director, joining us as we preview the Friends of the Zoo open house 1 to 3 p.m., and KVOE is going to be broadcasting there as well Sunday afternoon to really set the table for what's going to be taking place. Lisa, I know in one of your future events, Boo in the Zoo, you talk about the animal reactions here to the people as they come in and they browse and they take a look at things and they learn. Is the reaction fairly similar here to the folks that come in here for the open house? And are the animals, I guess, really ready for folks now, especially based on kind of how things went through the COVID pandemic?
Well, this is a little different feel. This is, you know, people aren't dressed in costume. So, you know, this is pretty common for them to have people walk through the zoo. So that is not going to be unnatural for them. So in the off-exhibit area, maybe a little bit. It'll be interesting for them, but as far as the zoo goes, it'll just be like any other day.
All right, and this event is very well attended annually at the David Traylor Zoo, the annual Friends of the Zoo open house. So what are your parking recommendations?
Oh, sure. So along Zoo Road, Soden's Road, down here at the Zoo Education Center, you can park down in Soden's Grove at the Veterans Memorial. Now that the Soden Road around to South Exchange is paved, you can park all along there. It's very nice.
Speaking of traffic and traction, how are things going here on the renovations through Oasis Capital campaign?
Well, I wish I had some updates since the last time we talked a couple weeks ago, but we're still parking lot still hopefully going to be later this summer, and same thing for the Zoo Education Center, late summer, early fall renovations happening here.
All right, Friends of the Zoo open house, David Traylor Zoo, this Sunday, 1 until 3. We hope to see you all there. Well, Lisa, are you going to bring it here this morning for us?
We do have something.
Absolutely.
All right.
Why can't college kids take exams at the zoo?
Why can't college kids take exams at the zoo? I don't know.
Too many cheetahs. Have a great day, boys.
See you later.
Thanks, Lisa.
Keith. David Traylor's director with us here on our primetime newsmaker.
All right, and if you want to be part of the newsmaker slots, next week is wide open at the 7:20 to 7:30 time period. So give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email kvue@kvue.com. SOS Director Connie Cahoon joins us tomorrow morning as we talk about SOS Strong and that campaign officially revving up here shortly.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham in Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Good morning. It's 7:30, 71 degrees. Stay tuned. Weather next.
This is Marcus Circle, manager of Emporia Golf Course. Tomorrow, we are hosting a Central Links Junior event. The course will be closed from 8 to 11.